The Holy Gospel this day is a reading from the book of St. John, chapters 15 and 16. Jesus continues, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You are to testify because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asked me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine, and for this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you may be seated. I want to start in what may seem to be a bit of a strange place, but it fits right in with what's going on today. There was a couple that had worked for ages to save money. Years. They were trying to buy a house. And the problem was the housing kept doing this. So they never had enough money for the down payment. They never seemed to qualify. And they'd taken it to the Lord many, many times. "Just a little house, Lord. We're not looking for much," was what they were asking. And then one night they got a phone call. And the woman answered the phone and said, "Hello?" Listened for a minute and she says, "No, we don't want any." Hung up. 2 minutes later, phone call. She listens for a minute. "No, we don't want any," and hung up again. Third time the phone rang a couple of minutes after that, her husband said to her, "Wait a minute, who's calling?" And she said, "Oh, some nut." "Oh," he said, "yeah, claims he's calling from Ireland." He said, "Just a minute, hand me the phone," because his relatives were from Ireland. Well, lo and behold, he listens, and then he listens some more, and he listens some more. And then he says, "I'll call you back with a date." Because what had happened is this. A distant relative of his had died in Ireland, and he was named in the will. And she said, "Is that what that was about? I thought it was a scam, some guy rattling on, probably from the Irish sweepstakes." He said, "No, sounds legit." He said, "Let's go check." So they flew over. Got to Belfast. grabbed a car. He's driving. Because he said, I know where this is. I want to go look. So they go take a look. And then they head into the little village. And lo and behold, after meeting with the solicitor, they find out the particular property they went by, which is the family home that's been in the house for generations. It's been there just shy of 350 years. It's his. No cost. It's his. There's just one thing. They have to live in it for 6 months of the year. And they don't live in Ireland. Well, what are we going to do now? Free housing, but not in Canada. They said to the solicitor, we'll think about it and head it home. On the flight home, they're about halfway back, and she turns to him and says, we didn't see that coming, did we? And here's the point. That's exactly where we are, dear friends. Didn't see it coming. Now, Jesus knows all about it. You just heard it in the Gospel of John. Jesus is fully aware of it. Jesus also knows he's got to get out of the road for things to go where they're supposed to go. Didn't see it coming. Like, I'm certain that the disciples didn't see it coming. Because God goes, watch, I'll give you a present. Come to that in a moment. They didn't see it coming because they didn't figure they'd ever get Genesis 1 with Exodus 3. Didn't see that coming. Yeah, we know both of those, but we didn't see that combination coming. And were this many people, the commentators all reckon somewhere between 100 and 150 people are gathered with the disciples at this point. Small crew. They did not see what was going to go on. They did not see that there'd be a crowd around. And the crowd that's around them, I want to point out one important factor. It's the have not crew. Thank you. Leslie's been very brave this morning. I've had guys who have said, okay, and then you got that list. And they go on with the rest of the reading because they're not even going to try for Pamphylians and Phrygians and Pargians and all those other good guys. Here's the deal. If you want to know who they are, they're all there. I checked. Pull them up on Google. I checked. There's background on all of them now about who these people are. And who these people are folks who've been involved in running empires who've lost them all to the same source, Rome. Now, they didn't see it coming that we'd have a convention of those of us who've gotten turfed. But that's exactly the crew you've got standing around. And now they're hearing from God. They're hearing about the Spirit. This is a power moment. God is blessing those who have not. That's one point to ponder this coming week. Number two is this. Instant. Because all of a sudden now you have instant church. If you read through to the end of that chapter, 3,000 people. Now, quick. Here's something to curl your hair just a mite. What would this congregation do if you had 3,000 people suddenly who were all members? Yeah, Lawrence is sitting over there kind of going, oh, let me think about that a minute. Because it's tough. If I said to Marla, all of a sudden, we've got 3,000 new folks who belong to the Alberta Synod, she's going, uh-huh. No idea what to do with it. And that's exactly what God has done. 3,000 people all at the same time. Now what you going to do with it? Because this is not us as a little group. This is not us that we know. This is not us getting together. This is a whole load of other people coming in the door. And God says, I want you to treat them all the same. They're all my children. They all belong. I don't care what they look like, what language they speak. Mine. Welcome them. And that's point number two. Who needs welcoming that you come across this week? Because that's what this whole next season is about in Pentecost, is growing and doing things that help move the congregation and the faith. Two things I leave you to ponder with this week, my dear friends. Much to think about as we celebrate the start of the church. Amen.